always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
You locked in to Yada the King Radio again for another episode. Tonight we talking music or ministry with the homie Picasso Music, all the way out in the UK right now by way of VA. And we got a couple new things on the show, man. We got DJ Kingdom 7's Kingdom Nuggets. Also we got a mix from DJ Mercury. Let's go.
Tell From a stance, boy, I run the crowd. I feel like they're trying to bully me. Well, maybe it's the hood in me. Cause I ain't going, I'm a 5 to a 3rd degree. And everybody screaming, I will beat. I'm tired of talking, gotta walk it out. I'm trying to show them what that life about. I'm just a broke kid from the south. Won't let a broken home hold them down. Them haters all against me now. The world all against me now. But my God, he be for me though. If he for me, do you really want it with me now? I'm in it, man. I ain't love it though. I'm in it, man. I ain't love it though. I'm in it, man. I ain't love it though. I'm in it, man. No, no. Cause I know God watching like a GoPro. That's why the whole nation, we on go mode. Ready for whatever, that my tagline. I'ma live for God, call me the bad guy. But my God good, so I'm all good. I got designers on, but they don't make me though. Every day I'm trying to live it out. I'm tired, holding, gotta give it out. I'm like, God, what your will be about? Ain't no limit, that boy body bout. My father dip gets in the man now. God call me son, I got hope now. The world gave me pain, I can't explain it. But God love for me, man, I can't explain it. I'm in it, man, I ain't love it though. I'm in it, man, I ain't love it though. I'm in it, man, I ain't love it though. I'm in it, man. I ain't love it though. It's me against the world. It's me against the world. It's me against the world. It's me against the world.
This is the art against the world. Engaging the culture. Can't add to them folk walls. Got to go hard like I'm poster. Cause they ain't talking about nothing. But we standing for something. They on the weed, the perp. They on the pills, the serpent. Getting cheese, but we are like hola. Cause we got that truth upon every month. Gotta fight the bitch, cause now is the time. Music with the purpose, we own that grind. And I'm about mine, no break the stop sign. The fight that we in is the fight against sin. And it's taking the youth, and they must run with this. So we preaching that cause they don't get it, they lost. So we move through this, I'll take it in their conscience. It's not a movement, baby. More like a revolution, maybe. And I'm a young Rosa Parks, ain't going back. You won't move this, lady. You see, I'm clocked in. Work, boy, no days off. Grinding, blacktop, concrete. I don't go soft now.
Cause I'm living in a world where I never wrong. World where I never wrong. All they talk about is ice in every song.
Ice in every song.
Stack chips, fly kicks,
fly kicks,
sit links.
Link.
Living in a world where cash rules everything around
this
me.
This is that counterculture.
Weed pills.
Now everybody on the same thing, oh well. But we living for the king of kings, so let the freedom ring. We gon' stand before we go out. Because we don't need no liquor, don't need no Molly. I'm not go twerking, don't know about Molly. Got a kind of the culture, don't fly with the vulture. Living right like a poster, I'm not here to show you that. We can do better this world, ever have you deceived. Chasing that sex and the money, material things. Walking up, right with your eyes open, still can I see that you're swagging, you're chasing your money, you're chasing. At the end of the day, it will not mean a thing. Count the culture. Count it at.
What's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and I'm with special guest Picasso Music, man. How you doing today, baby?
Doing good, man. How y'all doing?
I'm good, man. I gotta give a shout out. This dude's in London right now. 2 a.m. in the morning. This is what it takes to book an interview sometimes, man. So look, Picasso Music, I want you to be able to tell the people your testimony. This is how we get the show going. Just share with them how you came to know the Lord. And after that, we're going to talk about some of the things that keep you on your toes in the ministry.
All right. I guess kind of the short version, man. I grew up in church. So, been a church boy all my life, but definitely not saved all my life. So I guess you could say when I got to high school, I got heavy into hip hop, rap music, and even joined a group at the time. The group was named Live Rounds. It's the name of the group I was in high school, and that was all about pretty much gun busting at the time, man. So we rapped about, you know, the gun life, the street life. None of us was really doing that, living that. That's what we rapped about. And in the midst of that, man, I guess you could say I had an encounter with God, man, without going through to the story, because it literally could take just 30 minutes alone on my testimony. But
yeah.
had an encounter with God, man, and like literally in the midst of me being in the group, and we had an opportunity to show, we met a record executive who gave us an opportunity, man, to do a show and possibly a record deal. At least that's what he was saying anyway. In the midst of that, like, God snatched me right out of that, man, and just transformed my life. It was something I didn't see coming, but it was definitely God. It was God, because it was the last thing on my mind at the time. 17 years old, fresh out of high school. So I guess you could say it was kind of like, I call it kind of like a road to Damascus experience, really, man, without going too deep into it. God just kind of stopped me in my tracks and
yeah,
just opened my eyes to see, you know, who I really was, and transformed my life at that time.
Wow, man, that's dope, man, just seeing it. And since you kind of wrapped it up so fast, let's dive into that encounter, man. Briefly.
Okay.
What actually happened, man?
Well, all right, I'll put it to you like this. Well, at the particular point in my life, this was the summer of 2000. We had the group that I was in, we had this opportunity to do the show in a club, and I came home and I told my parents, you know, they were, you know, basically not feeling it. Of course, like I said, I was a church boy, so, you know, first thing they hear me talk about is rapping in the club. They're like, hold on, slow down, you know, like, first of all, like, you're 17, you're not even old enough to get into a club.
Yeah.
Second of all, you know, they just wasn't feeling that scene anyway, because that wasn't really the lifestyle that they thought I was into. And, you know, so they were like, well, we don't think that that's for you, you know. They said, but, well, then they sent me to my room. It was like, you know, we just don't think that's a good idea. So they called me back in their room about, I want to say about an hour or so later, and said, man, not man, but they said, you know, we want you to pray and ask God what he wants you to do. Mm. I said, you know, well, how will I know when God is speaking to me? You know, like, I won't really know if he's saying yes or no. They said, well, you'll know, son, you'll know. That's basically what they said. You know when God's speaking to you. So, I think even at that point, they kind of still were like, you know, we say no, that this is a trap for Satan to snatch your soul. Mm. Those were the exact words out of my stepdad's mouth. And, you know, but at that point, they said, we still want you to pray and ask God what he wants you to do. So I was just like, you know, at that point, I was like, whatever. You know, in my head, I was like, I ain't praying. You know, I'm out of high school now. I'm making my own decisions. Like, you know, of course, every young, you know, every young black boy that has an opportunity to rap, like, hey, I'm trying to blow up. I don't care what they say. So never prayed. This was a Tuesday night. We were supposed to do the show on Thursday. Wednesday, supposed to go to the studio, record a track, make a performance track. Studio session got canceled. Then that same day, was Wednesday, went over to one of my boys' house in the group, and like there was a whole bunch of people around that was hanging with the group, and then our group itself was there. Like everybody had these shirts, and they were there was red shirts on the front, said live round. On the back, it had a number representing the gun, like 45 or 22, whatever.
Yeah. And
everybody had shirts for me, and it was like, I want to say like 10 people. It was only like 4 or 5 of us in the group, but it was 10 people, you know, that just was cool with us. All of them had shirts set for me, you know, and like even at that time, all the guns that we knew of, but like all the numbers was gone, you know what I mean? So like, I remember coming home telling my mom, like, man, mom, it's crazy, you know. It's like the studio session got canceled. They went and got shirts without me. You know, she's like, well, see, that's a sign from God, you know, and I'm like, oh, they ain't, you know, no sign from God, whatever, you know. Yeah. Even at that time, I still couldn't see that God was trying to get my attention and show me that this wasn't for me. That's why I kind of call it like my road to Damascus, you know, because I was blind, you know, literally for a few days, like Saul, you know, I was blind and I couldn't really see what God was trying to show me even through the midst of that. And then I ran into my cousin. He was literally jogging on the street. Now this was making so bizarre. I know it was God, man. He was jogging on the street and he was about, I would say, 10 minutes away from where he lived, driving distance.
Yeah.
So he was a long way. He didn't have any jogging clothes on. He had on regular street clothes. And the weirdest thing was, when I passed by him, I kind of stopped. Was like, "Hey, you need a ride?" You know, who asks a person that's jogging if they need a ride? But I mean, he was in street clothes, so
yeah.
I don't know what made me ask him that. So he got in the car. He started talking. It was like, "Hey, man, we got the rap group, man. We about to blow up." It's like, yo, you trying to hop in the group, you know? Because we actually kind of had a little group probably around like my ninth grade year in high school. So, you know, I was trying to see him, you know, if I was going to eat, if I was going to blow up, I was trying to see as many people as I could, you know?
Yeah.
And out of his mind, I was like, nah, not really into that anymore. I've been going to church, getting my life to God. And he said, honestly, I'm thinking about doing gospel rap. When he said that, I was like, what? Gospel rap.
This was your cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, well, that, you know, I'm like, gospel rap, and, you know, this is the year 2000, so I'm like, only thing I ever heard of was Kirk Franklin trying to rap, you know, like, I hadn't really heard of no real gospel rap, even though, you know, they had some artists out, you know, like Cross Move and stuff like that, but I had never heard of it at that time. And then even, like, I had on my local hip-hop station at the time in my car, and he's like, you know, stuff like, man, I don't even listen to this anymore. And I'm like, wow, you know, it's like that for real. So I asked him, you know, like, well, what made you, you know, give your life to God? Like, what brought you to that point? And he said he had went to hear Mace preach, and he said, you know, I just, you know, heard about him changing his life, and I had to see for myself, man. I went to hear him preach, and it was just, you know, inspiration. And I said, well, what was he preaching about? He said he was preaching about how the rap industry was a trap for Satan to snatch your soul. When he said that, it's like, wow. I was like, you know, like, my parents told me that exact thing.
Yeah.
And like right then I knew that was the first time I could see, like, it was, that was my Ananias, you know. He was like my Ananias, and he came at that moment, like the scales fell from my eyes. I could see that God was really trying to get my attention. And I was like, wow, man. I was like, that's the same thing my parents said. And before I know it, I came out of my mouth. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try gospel rap with you. And this was a Saturday. So all this had happened between Tuesday and Saturday. And I came home. I told my mom the testimony. It's like, you know, the Christian cliche stuff. Like, mom, you know, God really works in mysterious ways. You know, like. And she was like, what happened? You know, so I told her the story and I was like, but don't make me go up in front of the church on Sunday, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so Sunday morning, you know, she tried to tell the testimony and she only got a few words out before she just started, you know, crying and bawling. It's like, you know, just excited, you know. And my pastor just gave me this look, you know, and called me up. It's like, you know, you ready? I'm like, I guess, you know. Like, so I gave my life to the Lord, man, that Sunday morning.
Man, praise God.
And that started the journey, you know. And for those that don't know, you know, started me in a group in the year 2000. And the group was DNA. My cousin was in the group with me. So and that started the journey. And that's how Paso Music is here today. That's when it all started. So.
Dope, man. We're going to go to your first track right here, man. What song you want us to spin, man?
We can start with the lead single, man. The lead single is Turn My Light Up. And that song is produced by Gita Beats. It's kind of like a life experience song, man. That song is basically about me rapping the club. Since I've been over here in the UK, one of the things that is you know, on more shows and in the bars and clubs, and it's not really by choice. It just kind of happened that way. You know, I've just been running into people and they've been more so into the on stuff in the bars. Like even, you know, a Christian guy that was doing open mics in the bar, and he invited me out. So that song really birthed from that, you know, just my experiences of rapping in bars and clubs. So Turn My Light Up, that's the lead single, man.
Let's get it in. Paso Music on Yada the King Radio. Yada.
Turn my light up, up. Turn my light up, turn my light up, up. Yo, yeah, look. Turn my light up, baby. I take it to the club, you can call me crazy. But I seen the ghost like Patrick Swayze. Built up, so them words that you say can't break me. I'm an 80s baby, in a 90s kid. I grew up in the era of Tupac and Big. Rap beef turned violent, they shot Pac and Big. And we still feeding the same hip-hop to our kids. I don't know what it is, I can't place my finger on it. Not blaming hip-hop alone, so this is not finger-pointing. But there has to be a point when you finally fed up. So like you in the bar chair, you gotta keep your head up, yeah. Whether it's getting better, or you scrapping for cheddar. Please, it's just cheese, it'll never last forever, nah. But if you win the father, when you die, you last forever. And we in the same family, so let's shine together. From the church to the club, from the birds to the hood, I'm just here to spread love. Can I turn my light up, turn my light up, turn my light up, turn my light up, turn my light up. Yeah, see my light, I'm shining. Similar to Rihanna's song, bright like a diamond. LeBron James, the game on the mic when I'm rhyming. From VA, so like Pusha and O'Malley, I'm grinding. But not like them skateboarders. I'm serving God at the table with a pen and a pad, ready to take orders. Mr. International, you can say sort of. Soon as I hit the UK when I left the state's borders. Was doing this before Vic played in the state of Georgia. Made my first song in my room on a tape recorder. Shout out to my people from VA to California. It's time to turn our light up so they can't ignore us. And turn the blind eye, how else they gon' find God? If we don't show them the way, homie, it's our job. We need to get out in the streets and get on our grind. And let our light shine like we playing in prime time. From the church to the club, from the birds to the hood, I'm just here to spread love. Can I turn my light up, turn my light up, turn my light up?
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine.
to the club.
From the burbs to the hood.
From the burbs to the hood.
I'm just here to spread love.
I'm just here to spread love, y'all.
Can I turn my light up?
Yeah.
Turn my light up. Turn my light up. Turn my light up, 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 turn my light up.
Being different though.
I'm different.
A lot of people different. Everybody different. Hey, hey, they say King, you're so different. But is it the way that I'm living? Or maybe it's the words I speak. Cause most people ask, but me, I decree. Yeah, I'm royalty. I recognize who I am. Walk to a different beat, dance to a different jam. Cut from a different cloth, follow a different plan. Born from a bud, that's probably why I'm so different, man. I don't do it how they do it. They out here trying to dug it, I'm trying to get dug it through it. Heaven is real, I'm trying to get dug it to it. That's why I live with life that's influenced. Yeah, by my savior, the Christ. So please excuse if I don't look like or don't walk like or don't talk like the rest of the world that he gave his life for.
I know you saying to yourself, what's up with him? I don't know, but you seem kinda different.
Don't do what they do. I don't say what they say.
That's what they telling me. Probably think I'm broke cause I ain't buying what they selling me. They out here buying whips and I'm just whipping on the hell in me. It's obvious I'm different, man, my heart is in the heavenlies. Living on every word that heaven breathes. I'm living with ease, I'm resting off in his guarantees. Apparently I've been sort of an outcast, but I'm a big boy, I know his glory will outlast. Oh lord, they telling me I don't fit in, cause I'm out here on this art telling people to get in. Misfits, they saying that we a nuisance. It's funny, I don't remember asking for 2 cents. I'm different, and that's the way that it will be. Writing my rhymes in braille so that they feel me. I've been changing, yes, the spirit has sealed me. Only way to stop who I'm becoming is to kill me.
I know you saying to yourself, what's up with
no,
them?
No, no, no.
I don't know, but you seem kinda different.
I don't do what they
do. I don't do what they
do. I don't say what they do.
I don't say what they say.
Come on. In any kind of way, no, no.
I'm the opposite of hustle. Faith is my muscle. If I operate any other way, I'm in trouble. Hello world, what's up? What's happening? I live what I rap cause I'm not good at acting. I don't like reacting to what the world throws. I'm led by the spirit, I understand that I'm chosen to win and not chase these ends. Everything I do it as God's friend. We roll together like Michelin tires. I am the servant, he's the messiah. I lift him higher by making me low. I don't leave myself, I go where he goes. When the wind blows and the waves crash, with no fear in my heart, I sit back and laugh. I'm so different and it's so apparent that I was blood purchased and God is my parent.
I know you say it,
I know
to
you say it to
what's
yourself, this is crazy.
I don't
you can't
know, but
be
you
this way, you
different.
Must be faking. I don't do what they do. I don't say what they say. I just live my life for the King.
Listen up. You got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio? Hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splashing background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yadatheking.com and advertise today.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
All right, we back with the homie Picasso Music. You got to hear some of how he got going in the music business, man. But what was your first experience as we get on the artist focus? What was your first experience grabbing the mic, man?
Wow. If you want to say officially grabbing the mic, it was 17 years old, but been rapping since I was like 12.
Yeah.
Like, I never forget even writing, or I don't even know if we wrote it. My first, like, official rap song was, like, on a little tape recorder when I was 12. Me and my cousin, another cousin, we had made a song called Fool's Gold Gangsters. So, you know, that was, like, my first experience. But it really was a thing, man, that I didn't really try to do. I noticed one time on a band trip, we was out of state on a band trip in a hotel, and somebody had doing a beat and everybody was freestyling, and I realized that I could keep going. Like, I wasn't even trying, but I just started freestyling, and I could go for longer than, you know, the average person could, you know. So I just kind of noticed that it was a natural gift, and then it just started, you know, I guess building from there.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So you in VA, you were actually in VA for a while. Now you in UK. Just talk to me, man. Has your style had to change coming from VA? Because VA got its own sound. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a certain sound when I listen to some of the artists that are out there, Scott Lane and all you cats. I hear a sound. So when you moved to UK, did it force you to change it a little bit?
It didn't actually. It didn't at all, really. I mean, to be honest, like, I'm in the UK because of the military, so I'm mostly around Americans. So it's like,
okay,
you know, like I guess you can say for the most part, the British culture hasn't really affected me. Not from a sonically or a sound standpoint. You know, it has influenced some of my songwriting. Well, I won't say some, a lot of my songwriting. It has influenced a lot of my songwriting because my experience here has been way different than it has been when I was in the States. So.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Do you think your sound, like your musically, or did you change to get with their vibe out there, or are you able to keep that the same as well?
Nah, I've pretty much kept that the same, man.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm thinking, man, when I first heard you guys, DNA, you and your group that you talked about, man, and that's dope hearing how he got saved, you got saved, and y'all just said, okay, let's go full-fledged for God. I remember you guys was real heavy on the punchlines, man. Is that something that you've practiced? Is this something that, I mean, you said you freestyled a lot, so where the punchlines come from, man? That's what I want to know.
Man, I can honestly say, I mean, I ain't trying to, you know, sound cliche, but from God. You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
I'm the type person, man, the type rapper. Like, I don't sit here and try to, you know, overthink and make up, you know, stuff, man. It's just like, when I start writing, it's a God-given thing. It's like, you know, God is giving me a song. He's giving me the lyrics, man, you know. So I'm just trying to force them, you know, it's just how it comes out. And, you know, I guess if you want to look at it from a influential standpoint, I mean, I grew up on East Coast New York rap, you know, so punchlines was a heavy thing for me. Like, people like Biggie, The Lox, Jay-Z, so those are people that really influenced me growing up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was always into that type of rap.
All right, man, so let me ask you this, bro. With your music, what are you really trying to do, man? What is the main goal that you're trying to accomplish?
Man, really, my goal really is to reach people mostly outside of the church, I guess you could say. I feel that's the lane for me. Even though my music does reach a lot of people in the church also, but, you know, I take my music to a place that I guess you could say a lot of quote-unquote Christian rappers might not take their music to. And, you know, from, I guess you can get from a business standpoint, really just right now just building the foundation, man. You know, for myself as far as a solo artist, you know, I've been doing music for a long time, but as far as a solo artist, I mean, I'm really just getting started, only like 3 years into it. So
yeah,
I feel like, you know, I'm still really building that foundation up, because I know, well, at least from my experience and people that I've been around, it don't really happen overnight, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Now that's good stuff, bro. Let me ask you this, man. Give me a quick testimonial of somebody checking out your music, man, and how it affected their life.
Man. Well, let's see. I can give you a couple different examples. One, I had met a guy online not too long ago who was basically sharing testimony about when I was in my group, how he came to see us and it really impacted his life. He was in high school at the time, and now he's following the Lord and he's doing Christian rap music also. And I just like, wow, you know, like,
yeah,
that really like meant a lot to me, man. And then even now, as far as me doing my solo thing over here in the UK, I've had people that I've met at events. Like I did a community event out here, which was, you know, not Christian at all. I'm the only Christian thing on that event. And I've had people reach out to me after that event, you know, like, hey, you know, I really like your music. How can I buy your music? And, you know, these people are, for the most part, not into rap or God at all, you know. So that's just another, you know, testimony of how God uses the music, you know, aside from, you know, if people are not necessarily feeling your message or your lifestyle, even though once they get the music, they don't hear the message and the lifestyle anyway. So,
right, that's what's up, man. So it's good to see the effectiveness of it. I mean, a lot of people will be like, "Yo, I'm going out to the world," but we always got to see like fruit. The Bible talks about, yeah, They'll know us by the fruit. So that's what it is, man. Let's go to the next track that you got to spin, man. What we gonna play?
We can get into We Rockin', which is featuring Rick Flow and R. Swift, and that's produced by Black Knight.
Uh-oh. Rick Flow, R. Swift, and Picasso Music, produced by Black Knight. Now, when I hear that sounds crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah,
you know, Black Knight got the hyphy music. But you guys, yeah, got bars, so I'm excited to hear this, man. This is his debut on Yada the King Radio. Let's go. Let's check it out.
Hands up. Beats knocking, hands up, we rockin', we rockin', we rockin', we rockin', we rockin', hands up, beats knocking, hands up, we rockin', we rockin', we rockin', we rockin', we rockin'.
You ain't rockin' how I'm rockin'. When you do your hip hoppin' and you not really poppin', you should go ahead, stop it. I drop it, they cop it, then they know who my pop is. Cause in my songs I put them on blast like a rocket. Flow stay in the pocket, I don't think I'm the hottest. I just try to make music you can feel like I'm an artist. A painter, Picasso music, this is a banger. I am more than a rapper, I'm more than an entertainer. Yeah, homie, I came to warn you because there's danger ahead if you don't let his spirit to come in and change ya. We major, we major, we ain't sitting on paper. We major, we major, it's all because of the savior and the love that he gave us. Gave his blood just to save us. We turned up loud, can't turn down the faders. Gotta tell it, that's why you never catch me on hiatus. We don't care if they hate us, yo, tell the DJ to play this.
Hands up, beats knocking, hands up, we rocking, we rockin', we rockin', we rockin', we rockin', hands up, beat knocking, hands up, we rockin', we rockin', we rockin', we rockin', we rockin', we rockin',
monstrous when we rockin'. Confidence in the pocket like that eight ball. The difference is infinite, we love and they hate y'all. My instruments are intricate, I kick it like napalm. A rapper with a cape on. Super. I hit the scene like a looper, make you dance to his tune. Producer, the Mini Cooper. To the roof off of this mother for the father when I spit it. Got the whole world shaking like Harlem when I did it. Admit it, acidic flow, massive, magnificent, accurate, African American. Captain over the beats and the beasts in the streets. Elite seated in Guinness, defeated the menace. I feed them the business. Seven MCs couldn't handle me. They would have to travel the seven seas to come and battle me. Add another seven for fatalities. Reality, my check, my salary. 21 plus 45 got me smashing principality.
Hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. Hands up, beat knocking. Hands up, we rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking.
Yeah, the bars heavy like anvils. Rock steady for bodies buried in landfills. No slouch when it come to this. I'm wondering how they come from the under to leave them all at a standstill. I am nothing shy of amazing. Sounds cocky till you read it between the lines of the phrases. Rhyming like I'm back up in the basement. For these prima donnas, I gotta take it back to the basics. No budget to back me, a long runner. Nothing can stop me, I'm coming to body the whole summer. As long as the heart and body's the hunger of revolutionaries wanting to wake him out to slumber. Grinding amongst the dead, living a meaning bigger than life. I can't afford to set limits. Off the cliff, Geronimo wall in it. Spit with authentic, so this is far from a gimmick. We got
hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. Hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. Hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. Hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking.
In the drum machine. I ain't even had a dream yet, but then the guy jumping like a trampoline. I remember listening to Tupac, hoping that my mama don't catch me. Walking around my room singing Thug Life, pushing up my fingers in the mirror, straight flex. But that was the life that I lived when I was just a kid and I thought I was bad. And they say I'm just like my parents. My heart from my mother, my mind from my dad. So what you gonna do about it? This is my life, I ain't acting brand new about it. So maybe I should ask you about it. Since you acting like you about it, or like you knew about it.
Came so far from where we started. Broken people, so broken hearted.
All I had was lyrics in my notebook. Never knew how to write a song. Verse 60 bars long, I ain't write a hook. I remember listening to Outkast. Hoping that my mama ain't find out. It was me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Every single day, that's all I played inside of my house. But that was the life that I lived when I was just a kid and I thought I was bad. Had no idea that one day I'd be here making music you hear in your past.
Yo, crib, homie.
So I just did what my heart felt. No way that you can judge that. Real, recognize real. We make music that you feel and we still got a deal. Gotta love that. Yeah.
Came so far. From where we started. Broken people, so broken hearted. Heal my soul. Making new, 'cause Lord, I put my faith all in you.
Came so far.
so far from where we started. Broken people, so broken hearted.
All right, we back with the homie Picasso Music. Chilling in the UK. He's probably lounging on the couch or something, trying to stay awake. Man, you good, man? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm wide awake, man.
Okay, that's what's up, man. I never want a radio show to put nobody to sleep. You know what I'm saying? That would be horrible. Man, I'm going to get a quick fun fact from you real quick, man. What do you like to do to pass your time, man? You out in the UK, you know what I'm saying? You got family out there, but what do you like to do besides music to pass the time?
Besides music, man, I guess you could say I'm a gym rat, so I'm in the gym a lot. You know, just something I always like to do, lift weights, stay healthy. Yeah. Also, man, let's see, man, right now, things have changed a lot since I've been in the UK, yeah. I'll be honest, but like, a lot of outdoor stuff, man, fishing and stuff like that. I'm a country boy, so fishing and playing basketball, but I haven't done a whole lot of that over here. The weather over here is not good all the time, so.
Yeah, I know you guys got that fog out there. That's what I know.
and a lot of rain, and you don't really get, you know, a lot of warm weather except for, or it's like the end of May through about August, and that's it.
Yeah.
The rest of it's cold for the most part.
Wow, that's what's up, man. So what are you benching, man? What you looking like over there?
Man, right now probably a good 275.
Okay. So you don't sound like you do too much maxing. You just doing getting your body in shape, man.
Yeah, just trying to stay in shape, man. I injured myself years ago, man. Trying to max out a little too much. So
yeah. No, that's what's up, man. Let's get on the topic of the day. I was chopping it up with you before the interview, and one thing you were saying, hey, you want to make sure you're doing ministry and doing it full time, and you talked about being in full time ministry, which is what a lot of cats is chasing, but a lot of ministry wasn't taking place. So real quick, music or ministry is the topic of the day. What's the difference, man? Some people will say if I'm doing full time music, they're doing full time ministry. What do you got to say about that?
Well, I mean, if you want to get into, you know, the definition of ministry is serving. So,
that's good.
You know, everything that you do can be ministry. So, like, I know for me, I had stepped out in full-time ministry in the year 2007, and it was like stepping out in faith. This wasn't no, you know, got signed to a record label. I was, you know, had a for sure paycheck coming in every whenever, you know, every month or whatever. It's just something I felt like God was telling me to do. At that time, I was doing youth. I was a youth leader. I was getting ready to be installed as a youth pastor, but I changed some things up, and we ended up coming here to the UK. So, like, ministry is to me is different from music in a sense, but it can also include music. I guess it just depends on the person, really, because I mean. You know, there's some people that music for them, for the most part, is just entertainment, you know. But your music can be ministry, but ministry is serving, man. So
you can
minister in many different ways, you know, whether it's homeless ministry or, you know, in a juvenile detention centers, you know, jails, whatever, man. So I feel like God, you know, it's called me to do a little bit of evangelism, youth ministry. I've done some juvenile detention ministry, stuff like that. So, you know, that's why I feel, I guess, my lane and my calling is, aside from music.
Yeah. Now that's good, because some people might think, hey, I just did this song. They said, give your life to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And all of that. And then after their show, they may not share anything with people, or they might not speak with people. So let me ask you this, man. What tugged on your heart? I know it was the Holy Spirit, but when did he tug on your heart to say, hey, man, make sure you're putting the right things first?
You mean as far as, like, can you elaborate a little bit on that question?
Yeah, like, when did you get to a point where you just felt like, man, I'm not really doing enough ministry?
Wow, I guess that's kind of a two-part answer. when I first stepped out, man, I really had it heavy on my heart at that time that, you know, I needed to just go all out for God, you know? And it was more so of a, I guess you could say, building my faith type thing also, you know? But like I said, I just stepped out, walked away from the normal job scene.
Yeah.
Just trusted God. But, I mean, I can be honest with you, recently in the past season of life, you know, I had went back to work and got back into the normal job scene and got laid off from my job. So it's like, I kind of feel like, you know, God is really calling me back towards just full-time ministry, man. Whether quote unquote, I'm making the money that I will make or not, you know.
Yeah.
So just one of those things I can't really explain. Like when you know God is calling you to something, you know, you just know.
Yeah. No, that's good. I like the fact that your testimony and even where you're at now includes sitting and listening to God. You know, a lot of times, just in this topic of the day, music or ministry, how important is it to make sure you're in tune with the voice of God, man?
It's very important, man. Because I mean, you can easily get distracted and easily lose focus if you're not in tune with God, because you know you start hearing, you know, outside voices, or sometimes even your conscience is talking to you, and you're looking at stuff in the natural, and you're like, man, this ain't lining up, you know, this ain't even looking right. Like, what am I doing? You know.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
Dope, man. We getting on the topic of the day. Y'all heard of ministry or music? Music or ministry, just make sure you're at the right spot with God so that you can hear what he wants you to do, man. It's very important, man, because a lot of times we can be sidetracked. And even in the book of Revelations, it talks about the churches that their first love was God, but he said, come back to your first love. You know, come back to me. And I mean, there's going to be times in our walk where we're going to have to do the same thing, man. So we got to stay grounded in God, baby. We got Picasso music. Let's go to another track, man. What we going to spin?
Let's go into this track called Forever. That's featuring a friend of mine here by the name of Logan Greenwood, who's singing on the chorus. And that's also produced by Gita Beats.
All right, man. Gita Beats on the track, man. Getting it in. Let's do this. Let's hop into this music. We'll be right back so y'all can know how to connect with the homie Picasso music. Let's go.
Yeah, we forever living, because we are his children. And yeah, we in the building. I hope you're feeling these rhymes I'm delivering. Call me the pizza boy, but I ain't stacking dough. That ain't what I'm rapping for. No, I'm rapping for the people out here that's lacking hope. Yeah, and I'm rapping for the people out here that's trapping broke. And I'm trying to show them another way just to make it. And they looking at me like I'm crazy, cause they out here and they caking. But deep inside they can't deny that they so feeling so vacant. Plus when you die you gotta face God, homeboy, you probably be baking. And nah, man, I ain't hating. This just facts of life that I'm stating. You on thin ice and you skating, but through Christ you can escape it.
Hold up.
Stop waiting, your time's running out quickly, cause this party lasts forever and you probably wanna come with me.
Hold up, run it back.
Stop waiting, your time's running out quickly, cause this party lasts forever and you probably wanna come with me.
Yeah, we know where we going. We forever going. Yeah, homie, we believe we is chosen. We forever going.
the celebration. Yeah. I thank God for salvation. Yeah. They mad I'm saved and so unashamed. I call that hater nation. Hater. I call that hater rate. Cool off is a Gatorade. It's cool, dog. I'm tailor made. On fire, my trailer blaze. I never fade away. I do what the Savior say. I do it in a major way. You feel me like an 808. Feel me? Thank you, the King. He can cut you down. Ace of spades. You can't fight the power like Chuck D and Flavor Flav.
Hold up.
Okay, okay, I'm coming back with that hard flow. They like, yo, this John hard, yo, but why he rapping for God, though?
I don't know.
Nah, they don't understand it.
Nah.
I'm from a different planet.
Yeah.
And nah, I ain't planning.
Nah.
But my plans, they have vanished
yeah.
into that thin air. Yeah, homie, we in here. Yeah, homie, we been here. But soon we gon' be in the air.
Run it back.
Into that thin air. Yeah, homie, we in here. Yeah, homie, we been here. But soon we gon' be in the air. Come.
Let's get it in with this brand new segment from DJ Kingdom 7. And it's all about the Kingdom Nuggets, baby. Let's go.
Kingdom Nuggets.
Okay, okay.
This is DJ Kingdom 7 of Yada the King Radio, bringing you today's Kingdom Nugget. In Luke 5, Jesus was teaching a crowd of people and was soon surrounded and pressed. He was backed up to the water where Peter and his partners had a commercial fishing business. They had toiled all night and couldn't get nothing. So, can we identify with that? Working, slaving like a Hebrew, tearfully laboring without the results you need. Jesus called upon Peter to allow him to use one of Peter's boats. Peter agreed, so Jesus stepped into the boat and asked Peter to push away from the bank so he could teach the crowds from there. After Jesus finished, he told Peter to let down his nets for a catch. We all know the story. They caught so many fish that the nets begin to break and the boats begin to sink. Why did Peter and his partners catch so many fish? Sounds like a nice miracle. Especially when your business and you recognize all those fish for what they represent for business owners. Profit. Instead, look at it like this. It was the operation of the laws of the kingdom of God. When Peter permitted Jesus to use his boat, he placed his business under the jurisdiction of the kingdom of God. The government of God came over the business. It was the umbrella that permitted the laws of the kingdom to operate. For Peter and his partners to be blessed financially, they had to take something they had authority over, something under their control, and place it under the government of God. Have you ever thought about Peter's partners and how blessed they were that day to have been in partnership with him? Here's what's really, really amazing. What do you have today that you can place under the authority of God? Is it a business? Is it a business idea? Perhaps it's an invention or a product idea. Place it at the service of the King. Lay it at his feet. Ask him to show you how to place it in his disposal. Then proclaim a blessing over it and watch it produce like never, never before. This is DJ Kingdom 7 for Kingdom Nuggets on Yada the King Radio.
All right, we're going to go to break. Shalom. We'll be right back on Yada the King Radio. Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on HGSRadio.com. You definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up 425-243-4285.
Call or text us.
Make sure you tune into the website, HGSRadio.com. 4 p.m., Yada the King on HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tune in to Yada the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Got a topic? Call and text us at 425-243-4285.
Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise.
Hey, I always gotta
keep it. Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep it ready.
Yada the King Radio.
What's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio. Check us out every Sunday, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on TV01 iRadio. You'll hear some great testimonies and topics, banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life. Got a topic? Call or text us at 425-243-4285. Yada the King, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on TV01 iRadio. We look forward to having you join the experience of the Yada the King Radio Show. Yada!
All right, we back again with the homie Picasso Music. Y'all checking out his project, man. Speaking of the project, how can they go pick this joint up, man?
You can go to iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, your favorite online music store. Just type in Picasso Music. Picasso Music is spelled with a K on the end for music. The title of the album is Music Is My Canvas 2.
Music Is My Canvas 2. You got the playoff. Actually, let me ask you this. Where did the name Picasso come from, bro?
When I first got saved and started our group in DNA back in 2000, the name Picasso actually kind of carried over from when I was doing secular music. The name Picasso, I actually used to go by Almo Picasso. My first name is Almo, so Almo was a nickname that people used to give me. And I heard the name Picasso one time in a Bone Thugs Harmony song, and I just liked that name. So I really just wanted to keep it, man. Once I got saved and it became an acronym, at the time it was Pursuing in Christ and Seeking Souls. But recently just changed it to Picasso Music. One reason is because there's a lot of Picassos out there. Yeah. So if you've been Picasso, you know a lot of rappers with the name Picasso. But if you put in Picasso Music, I'm the only one that'll pop up. At least if you put in Picasso Music with a K on the end. And it just made sense. My website was PicassoMusic.com. My Twitter was Picasso Music. YouTube was Picasso Music. I just felt like it really makes sense to change it.
Dope, man. The album's out right now. What's coming up for you, man?
Well, musically right now, I'm just trying to push this album and just, you know, see where it goes. I don't really have any plans of putting any new music out, making anything anytime soon, getting ready to move. And so, I'm just chilling, man.
All right, let's see. Trying to see if there's anything else I wanted to ask you about the album. Yeah, I did. I wanted to ask you this, man. What's your favorite track on the album? I really don't ask that too much because I know how hard it is to answer.
Yeah, it is. That's very hard, man. Oh, goodness. I can't say an actual favorite, like one particular favorite, but I'll throw one out there. I would say for me, I like We Rock. I like that one.
Okay. Yeah, usually it's the last one you recorded. Is that true about that track? Is this the last one you recorded?
It wasn't the last. It was probably second or third to last.
Okay. Because you know how people, when we're doing the albums, man, like the last one is like the freshest. So it's like, yeah, that's my single, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Any last words for the podcast people?
Oh man, just just man, be encouraged. You know, if you do know Jesus, just definitely, man, stay in his face, listen to his voice, be obedient. You know, I'm speaking to myself too, because I know it's a hard thing sometimes. If you don't know Jesus, listening, just to encourage you to give Jesus a chance. You know, turn away from your sins, man, and just give you a life. You know, form your life. A lot of people will say, "Oh, I'm not there yet." You know, I gotta get this together, but we'll never be there. Like I say, at the time when God came and changed my life, it was something that I wasn't planning on doing. God was really the last thing on my mind. But you know, God can transform your life and do great things with your life. And besides that, Go Get That Music is my canvas too. Make sure you search it on iTunes, Google it, you'll find it.
All right, that's the homie Picasso Music from VA out there in UK right now, getting it in. I gotta keep these letters in order, man. I might mix them up. VK, you know what I'm saying? UA, I don't know. I'm just playing. But make sure you guys check them out, man. Support them, man. We're gonna go into some more music, and I'll be back after this. All right, here we go.
It's your boy, DJ Mercury, on the ones and twos, and we're about to get hyped for the Lord on this mix. Let's go!
That made up. That me though. I ain't got no problem with what you do. But do me though. Yo. I like chains on top of my chains are real, but that's me though. I don't pop the molly, fuck cocaine, but that's me though. I'ma trust in God till I die for real, but that's me though. And when I leave the crib, yo, I'm fly for real, but that's me though. And I ride for all of my amigos. Million deep, now here we go. Long bills like we seagulls. Get them, say Billy Graham, no kilos. Miami Heat on my TiVo. Clarence Jones is my hero. Confidence is my stilo. And I never have to guess because he know. Yeah, he know. I'm an individual that was made by the hand of the Lord. Got this word of God as my sword. And I get to slice it when it get hard. No, sweetheart. Girl, you know I'm a married man. And I see you don't care if I'm a wind man. You like, come on, and nobody gon' see though. Can't do it, baby girl, that's speedo. Road King, that Vito. Boss like I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Nah, I'm nailing like Tivo. Trust in Jesus, that's me though. My mom is good and like CeeLo. You ain't gotta worry about me, that's me though. Cause I roll with King, that me though. Mostly like I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Nah, I'm nailing like Tivo. Trust in Jesus, that's me though. My mom is good and like CeeLo. You ain't gotta worry about me, that's me though. Cause I been dropping bomb, been a star, yeah, that's me though. Hit them all up, buy it all, yeah, that's me though. Shooting long shots with the confidence of a free throw. Bang so big, you can call them a torpedo. Living life to the fullest, yeah, that's me though. Got more moves than Michael Jackson and Tito. Hang with the kings and thrones, yeah, that's me though. I've been chosen, I'm that one just like Neo. Like Neo. Say my prayers, thank you, Lord, yeah, that's me though. And I'm standing on my own two like Flamingo. Don't like snakes cause they slime, yeah, that's me though. They screaming out my name like it's Bingo. Roll King, that me though. Bossing like I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Nah, I'm nailing like Tivo. Trust in Jesus, that's me though. My mama's good and like CeeLo. You ain't gotta worry about me, that's me though. Cause I roll with King, that me though. Bossing like I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Nah, I'm nailing like Tivo. Trust in Jesus, that's me though. My mama's good and like CeeLo. You ain't gotta worry about me, that's me though. Cause I
you ain't gotta worry about me.
Bossin' like I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Nah, I'm nailing like Tivo. Trust in Jesus, that's me though.
My mom is good and like CeeLo. You ain't gotta worry about me, that's Vito. Cause I broke a king, that Vito. Bossin' like I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Now I'm nailing like Tebow. Trust in Jesus, that's Vito. My mom is good and like CeeLo. You ain't gotta worry about me, that's Vito. Cause I been chasing this paper. I usually would talk bad about them, but I'ma do something good for my haters. Word to my fam, God made me a better man than I am. At a young age, I had to hustle hard, I had to go get it. It's hard out here for a young black man. With God on my team, you know we gon' win. With God on my team, you know we gon' win. Nowadays, everybody got a heart full of sin, but you gotta keep the faith with the man up there. Believe what you say to the man up there. If you want it, you can get it from the man up there. Just pray every day to the man upstairs. 28 dial on my Jesus, peace. So bright, I don't think you understand, oh my. You know why I stay so fly. Praying every day, now the days go by. Got God in my lungs, I'ma stay so high. To the gates with my head low high. Yeah, but that's me though. Waves on swim like Nemo. I'ma show love for my God every day. From ATL to CT though.
What you talking about, man? What you talking about, man?
That's
right, we
tired.
Hey, I don't know how to get through to y'all.
Y'all,
all day to show some truth to y'all. Him hitting that cross must not be proof to y'all. Proof to y'all. Ain't proof to y'all. That life you live ain't worth it, man. Cause inside you still be hurt, man. To lose your soul ain't worth it, man. To gain it all. Cause everything you keep, you stack and you save. It ain't gon' make its way to that sky, from that grave. Tryna pay your way through life, but your debt has been paid. Jesus, man. Jesus, man.
Jesus, man.
The world tryna sell you this and that you don't need. And because our sinful minds, we think twice and we believe. So we came and took our place to show us how it should be. He freed us, man. Freed us, man.
Freed us, man.
Can't you see we?
Tired of hearing that garbage, man. They say the rotten root got it.
They put some babies through college.
They tryna act like the trap is cool.
Cause we tired of hearing that garbage.
Tired of hearing that garbage.
This one's for the trap boys, slanging this and that, boy. All about your Skrilla, but that's what keeps you trapped, boy. Talking about you love the hood, then why you holding back, boy? You don't really care about nothing, man, unless it's about your stacks, boy. Who OD for your OE? Who won't eat for your groceries, huh? I know you gotta feed your family, but this ain't how it's supposed to be. Drugs spreading like forest fires. Now these little guys wanna smoke trees. They don't know how to be holy, but in videos rocking rosaries. I can't water down what we teaching. Gotta understand who need reaching. Shit, it doesn't mean that they listening. Just because you screaming, you preaching. These bullets got no names, and these kids dying for no reason. When ricocheted, hit my cousin Shane. Straight shot in the head while he's sleeping, man. If you don't see, then you blind. And if you say you don't, then you blind. Things go on the radios and the videos all the time. We gotta put the cross on their mind and move forward on the rewind. It's the antidote for the poison they promoting through this smoke of rhymes, and that's why I'm
tired of hearing that garbage, man. They say the rotten root got it.
They put some babies through college.
They tryna act like the trap is cool.
Cause we tired of hearing that garbage.
Tired of hearing that garbage.
Man, ain't you tired?
Tired of hearing that garbage.
Man, put some babies through college.
Quit trying to act like the trap is cool.
Cause we tired of hearing that garbage.
Quit trying to.
Yeah, only do it for the real, so I gotta stay real. For the left behind, the overlook, it's all me, so it's real. Yeah. From the city right off the lake. I promise young lad they love the hate. I promise young lad they love the cake. And bullets ain't got names, don't beat them a sake. That's real, that's word on it. Might send it to the fam just to get a stamp on it. Yeah, I ain't playing around, I'm barely sleeping. Tryna put my dude back for the reaper keep. Yeah, may the Lord forgive me for the lost time. Almost lost my pops, would've lost my mind. You don't understand, I ain't got time for little cute debates about a glass of wine. If I ain't getting books, I'm picking up books. I ain't got time to be overlooked. Got love for the block before they call it hot. Let the young boy cook, let the young boy cook.
Probably think we all the same, but we not. Oh, probably think it's all the same, but it's not.
My reckless ways. I hop on the bus and be gone for days. Hop in reckless for the record play. Why I hop down into a mosh pit? Look for the one that's acknowledged. For the reckless of the reckless. This is life, boy. This ain't a checklist. Guy chased me down and he wrecked me. It ain't make sense, but he kept me. What I'm talking about, it ain't nothing new. Probably for the footsteps behind you. This joint just reminds you. Maybe open your eye what you're blind to. Maybe just turn up just to vibe to. Maybe open your door when you ride through. I don't know. No, it ain't never been a joke for me. Shout out to the dark ops elite. You ain't gave me life, you ain't stopping me. Y'all know. I just know it ain't never been a joke for me. Shout out to the dark ops elite. You ain't gave me life, you ain't stopping me.
Probably think we all the same, but we not. Oh, no. Probably think it's all the same, but it's not.
Give them your heart, give them your rhythm, and move to the sound of the soul.
I'm up in the zone, cause nothing is like being on another level. Let's be clear, I won't be here for long, bruh. I'm something like an alien, I'm only visiting. I am a kingdom citizen, I hope you've been listening. Never will I be the same, and never since I called his name, he's godly, man. He's everything, everywhere, every place, he's in charge of me. You know what you see, in case you don't, I'm glad he came. Believe it or not, receive it or not, he is the reason my heart has been beating for all of these years. And every season I've been seeking to align with them, he's everywhere.
You wanna be, he created it all. From the sky to the sea, just give him your heart, give him your rhythm, and move to the sound of the solar system.
Heaven's presence, I can feel the blessings rushing. No gravity, I got another source to trust in. Here is the option that overrides lusting. Faith is the substance. My praise is eccentric. This is worship 2020, so exquisite. Call it futuristic. God has never left me or forsaken my existence. Even when I miss it, I'm forgiving. People listen.
He's everywhere. You wanna be. From the sky to the sea, just give him your heart, give him your rhythm, and move to the sound of the solar system.
Left knuckle my wheel, final tap where I ride. Can I be on my shoddy? I'm high on my own supply. Smirking off like Bugatti's, got my hottie right beside me. Stole she carrying work, but never trip, cause she know I be okay. Heavy in this hope game. Wisdom equivalent to cocaine. Poke in and make it come back out as propane. Them streets are calling, cause they sober minded, so faint. Yeah. Chasing this high, it seems unattainable. Vain pursuits of sex dames, Ruga, sex claim, they rule us. Really, it's an outcry for hope. And I handle the distribution. Plotting and scheming to take this car to building from Nino. Rename it the Arbor, cause it's refuge for the mentally martyred. Who scarred up with daughters, who'd rather be tricking Hollis. My father told us he gon' turn them back to where they home is. Where they I call him Poppy, I got these pounds to pass around. If you need it, keep your Skrilla. Tell them fiends about me, I'm your hope dealer.
I am your pusher, you better love a hope, shout it. Don't need no cook-up, just look up in the song, shout it. And I prefer to that, but bring it back to me and all my kinfolk up the street. Everybody fiend, everybody fiend. I am your pusher, you better love a hope, shout it. Don't need no cook-up, just look up in the song, shout it. And I prefer to that, but bring it back to me and all my kinfolk up the street.
Drought here, but not for long. Packing up with no chop long. Y'all push running that block wrong. So come see me, I got the bone. Like 23, I fade away. My own zone, I call the kitchen. White page, but that countertop got the good grandma. Like pies flipping. That Holy Spirit, that arm and hammer. Full house, my crew the tenors, they bag with me. Same cash used to flag with me, but we done made that light change. Hustling running our veins. Never chose it, man, it chose us. Just to show up, yo. Conus is corrupt. Y'all know I push that hover. Funny how they say we throwed up. But free bass in the tone up in the city. Sucks to show love, emulating that evil. Next generation, the sequel. Eventually turn the dry bones in this valley. Peep Ezekiel, infiltrating this market. Supply and demand, target the lies. The fans are vitals, whoever be is jacked if his eyes. No Richard Pryor, I'm a wretched, I got priors. My rap longer than Eshawn, pushing that same thing he on, yeah.
I am your push-up, you better love a hope, shout it. Don't need no cook-up, just look up in the song, shout it. And I confront you that, but bring it back to me and all my kinfolk up the street, everybody fiend. I am your push-up, you better love a hope, shout it. Don't need no cook-up, just look up in the sound, shout it. And I confront you that, but bring it back to me and all my kinfolk up the street, up the street.
Hold up, but I may need collateral. Pay me some mind and lend your ears to my magic go. I got that good round my way, we say that pressure. Hope dealer, but
but I don't need no mattress.
No.
I bypassed that ounce, started with a pound.
Moving.
Now I'm controlling cartels in every town.
All right.
But you can find me at that S&N trap pound.
So
these are customers around the clock, can through the pack it out. But it ain't ever for no personal gain. Jesus
game.
Christ is the message we pitching to y'all. Aim with precision. See what happened to Richard. He had came to cop on New Year's. Burnt freaking the 211 beers. All seeking stability.
Stability.
In a hectic where his children be. He could barely feed him. Just thinking, Lord, pay a bill for me. Jay hit the cell. He told me, Richie needed help. Been scoping the trap a while now. Since life was hard to cope with. He said, hell with it, y'all. What you selling? He's something to ease my dumb.
I need
then
it.
He got faded. Here's an extra batch. Bring it to your home. Remember, you were not alone. We all hope fiends. The side effects of sin and left our future grim. It's so mean.
So
now
mean.
It's a constant withdrawal. Liquors and marijuana cigars satisfying us less. The first high is too far.
I
but
more.
I promise what I'm giving to take you higher, no limit.
Promise.
And it's only getting better from there. Make sure you come and check your hope dealer.
Hope dealer.
Hope dealer. Hope dealer.
All right, that's the mix from DJ Mercury on the ones and twos, getting it in. That was Kent Jones, That's Me Though, featuring Tonio and TK. Then after that was Nico Wells, Tired, L9, Wreck Everything, Crane, and A1 Solar System, followed by Eric Days, Hope Dealer. So we're going to try to get him on some more shows, man. Check him out also on Twitter, man. I'm going to post the link so you know how you can link up with him, man. I believe it's Mercury Waves on Twitter. Mercury Waves, man. Hit him up. Check it out. This is what we're going to do, man. We are going to get on the topic of the day. I'm going to talk about music or ministry. And could it be music and ministry? It depends. I really think it depends on where your heart is at, man. A lot of times, I remember back in high school, we had this study on, is the song Amazing Grace a Christian song? And they sang the lyrics, and you know, most of us would say, yeah, it was a Christian song. But if the context of who that song is being sang to changes, like let's say it was talking to a female that's Grace, or somebody else that is an ungodly person and you calling them Grace, it changes the whole situation. So it's not always just the lyrics. A lot of times it's the heart. And when it comes to music or ministry, it's a matter of your heart. And I believe that as long as we are able to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts, He can check us, because I'm pretty sure in all of our lives, man, there's times when we're doing ministry and we begin to lose the focus of ministry. A lot of times when you think about ministry, what's the main focus? It's to let people know about who God is. I'm seeing a lot of posts lately on Rapzilla, Wado Radio. A lot of people are talking about music or industry and how the music scene is getting bigger, but are more people learning about Jesus? That's really the focus of ministry, is to implant who Jesus is and let them know and really connect with God. So ask yourself, man, is that what our music is doing? If not, even outside of the music, is my life doing that? If my life is not doing that, then it becomes just music, because you only are a Christian when you're really doing music. And we got to be careful about that, man. I don't want to throw stones at anybody, even for what we do as a radio show, even for what every gifts and talent that we have. We have to make sure ministry is included, man, because if it's not, we're just doing it for ourselves. And like they always say, you know what I'm saying, only what you do for Christ is going to last, man. Like all this stuff that we're stacking, all these things and plans that we're stacking up, if God is not glorified, the Bible says we're all going to be judged. All of our works are going to be judged. Even Christians, your works will be judged. So make sure they're going to be judged, and we're going to be excited about the outcome, man. And just take time to pray. Just say, hey, man, God, if you feel like you messed up, just say, God, I messed up, man. I want to get right back on, and He can help you with that, man. If you want to talk, call me 425-243-4285. I'm out of here. Keep it Christ, Yada the King, life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.